Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. The Reminders are a musical hip-hop duo based in Colorado Springs. The group consists of Brussels-born MC Big Samir and Queens-born MC vocalist Asia Black. The couple shares a partnership in both music and life, as Samir and Asia have been married for almost a decade. This band is on tour right now with a few dates in Western Colorado. They played at Belly Up in Aspen this past Tuesday, and I had a chance to catch up with Samir. We're going to start off with a song called Recollection off their 2008 release of the same name.
It's been a long time coming, we finally here. Been putting in work, now the mission is clear. Still kicking that truth straight into your ear. The Reminders recollect Asia Black, Big Samir. It's been a long time coming, we finally here. Been putting in work, now the mission is clear. Still kicking that truth straight into your ear. The Reminders recollect Asia Black, Big Samir.
No better way to expose the message than a mic. We blasting to the masses to a medium they like. We fetching their attention with the syllables we recite. Yo, this venue's on the menu and we're serving you tonight. So go ahead and get crazy and get loud. I'll hear the rocket nonstop with moves to make my mama proud. Crafty, calculated choruses and lyrical know-how. When we rock the show, we make a promise to the ground. Give me the beat, you give me the time. I'll give you the heat whenever I rhyme. Not on the street, but hustling fine. Tell me whose speech is better than mine. Can't repeat it enough times. When it's bleak, we want to shine through. Purpose is forgotten, so we're here to remind you.
It's been a long time coming, we finally here. Been putting in work, now the mission is clear. Still kicking that truth straight into your ear. The Reminders recollect Asia Black, Big Samir. It's been a long time coming, we finally here. Been putting in work, now the mission is clear. Still kicking that truth straight into your ear. The Reminders recollect Asia Black, Big Samir.
That was the hip-hop duo The Reminders, with the title track off their first CD, Recollection, released in 2008. I had a chance to speak with Big Samir of the band this week.
I moved to Colorado the summer of 98 because my stepfather was in the service. He was in the Air Force. And then Asia moved there the same summer because her father was in the service. And then they both retired shortly after that and decided to stay here. So we've been here since 98, and we got into the music. I got into the music around 2000 and was really active. I was in a different group before called Acumen. Asia was an artist already, but she went to college in Florida. So she was going back and forth. And when she finally moved back in 2004, that's when we got together as a couple and then slowly started to put music together, you know, as a group.
And what were you guys doing in the beginning? Has it changed a lot over the years, or?
At first, it was more of a, no, I think we were really trying to find a solid ground, but because we were just more writing a little bit here and there and recording a song or two here and there. It was nothing as serious as it is now. We're more focused now.
And you guys recently performed at the Kennedy Center, right?
We did, yeah. A couple of weeks we got invited because we played a couple of international festivals around Connecticut, Atlanta, and Chicago before. So the Kennedy Center just reached out to us and asked if we would play there, which you know, we were ecstatic about the whole thing. And so we got the opportunity to go down there and perform in front of there was hundreds of people there, and it was just our performance, no one else on the bill. And and the performance is actually online to stream now.
Wow. I mean, it's not your normal venue or hip-hop crowd, or maybe it was. Were there, like, people getting down?
No, it definitely wasn't. And we have a fan base in D.C., so I expected our fan base to come, just them. You know what I mean? Like, I expected maybe 50 to 100 people. And when we looked out there, and it was 200, 300 people, but majority of them were just – there were some tourists from Spain and England. There was some people who just regularly go to the Kennedy Center, and they loved it. They loved the performance. You know, some of the people, we didn't expect them to really get a reaction, but they had their hands in the air and just, you know, loved every single song.
Nice. One thing that makes your music unique to me is that you guys have absolutely no profanity. Like, we have a lot of hip hop here in our studio, but we can't play it. without going in and like editing out some of the lyrics. What made you decide not to use profanity in your music?
The simple fact that we have kids, for one, and we want to be able to enjoy our music with them. And I have a lot of nephews and nieces, and we don't want to feel ashamed when our grandparents hear the music that we make. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that's something that, you know, it's something we used to do. We used to use profanity in some of our early music. And when it was time for our grandmothers, for example, to hear it, there was a couple songs that we felt a little uneasy about playing. Like, well, to remedy that, let's just not do it in there. You know what I mean?
But it doesn't take away from it at all.
Definitely. Times when people mention, okay, the Reminders are such a great group and they don't use profanity, a lot of times I feel there's a, generally when people mention that they don't use profanity, it almost makes it sound corny a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, it almost takes away from, and like, okay, this is going to be some dumbed down music, but I feel like we still bring the message, we still keep the sound the way, a real hip-hop sound, a real hip-hop sound. You know what I mean? It's just something that you notice when you really take a deeper listen.
Yeah, and I only listen for that stuff because I want to be able to play it on the radio,
of
and
course.
I can't so often. And so I get excited when there's music I can play.
I feel like it's a plus. Like, a lot of times if I'm at the merch table and we're selling CDs and someone coming up with their kid and they ask me, well, is it safe? I'm like, please, there's no profanity at all. You know what I mean? Or if someone asks, can I play the radio? I'm like, of course. You know what I mean? Those are the times where I definitely mention it. Like, oh, it's all the way clean. You're good to go.
Right. And I love how you incorporate some French in there.
Yeah.
I think like French and Spanish hip hop. I just think those languages are made for hip hop. So even though you have no idea what, or I have no idea what you're saying, like, I just feel like that language works so well in that medium.
Yeah. I do it a little bit more, but not too much, for the simple fact that after a while, if I do it too much, people will be like, well, I don't understand it, so I'll skip this song. You know what I mean? So we try to do it just enough to keep you entertained, to keep that in there.
Ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, all eyes on me. Regardez-moi dans les yeux, cause it ain't no game. Parce que ce n'est pas un jeu. We about to set it on fire. Ce soir, on vous met le feu. Flip it so slick, keep it greasy like Crisco. So official, on target like a missile. Bilingue avec le flow sur le tempo. Pas d'accent, même si je rappe vite en anglais.
We stand taller than a Zulu, yelling at Yahuru. Voulez-vous prove to keep it magic like voodoo? Loving the crew, if you don't like what we do, you gotta translate the hate times too.
Par deux, je travaille dur pendant que tu dors. Toujours le plus fort, champion est avec une médaille d'or. Alors, applaudis si tu veux, mais on n'a pas fini. Nous venons de commencer avec plein d'énergie.
People in a house and a place to be. You're now rocking with the R-E-M-I-N-D-E-R-S. We land suckers abreast. Now who the block wants? Yes, we rock a party the best. Now who are we?
The Reminders in a place to be. And we got what it takes to rock the mic right.
And who are we?
The Reminders in a place to be. And we got what it takes to rock the mic right.
Yeah, Asia Black.
B. Samir.
The Reminders in the house one time. The Reminders in the house two times.
Every time.
The Reminders in the house three times.
I was looking at a couple of videos that you guys have online, and Asia was talking about how some of the experiences that both of you have had traveling have influenced your music, and you sing about that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yes, definitely. In the past 3-4 years, we started traveling a lot more. We got to take a trip to Morocco and perform in front of thousands of orphan kids and thousands of kids in youth camps. And the experiences like that were just life changing. After we performed for them, they got to sing songs to us, and it's just things that we don't see generally in America. You know what I mean? Like, even the way the kids behave and the respect that they have and things like that. We got to go to Jamaica and we got to rehearse at Tuff Gong Studio, which is where Bob Marley and all his sons record. And then we got to perform with a band in Jamaica. It's just real life-changing experiences that really makes you look at music differently, bigger than just hip-hop. You know what I mean? Even though we're pop artists, it's a lot deeper than that. Music, there's so much more in music than just that.
Definitely.
I feel like with every trip, it opens it's a new opening.
Yeah, you guys have toured with some amazing people too, or shared the stage with them anyway, like Lanubian, Snoop Dogg, Fishbone, Nas, Mos Def.
It's amazing. When we did, I think the biggest one was definitely Snoop Dogg. Because obviously our music is a lot different than his, right? So I feel like, one, the music is different, and two, he was the biggest name that we were going to open for, so... we got a little nervous at first in terms of how the crowd was going to react to us and or how the interaction was going to go. But the crowd absolutely loved us. And then we got to meet Snoop and hang out with him after the show. And just the way he accepted us was beautiful. He was filming us. He was asking us for shout outs. And we were looking at him like, wait a minute, we want to film you and get a shout out from you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the next morning, because it was actually in Aspen, we opened for him at the Belly Up. After the day after the show, people were calling me saying that he tweeted a picture of us with him.
Wow. That's
cool. Yeah, it was amazing. It was life-changing. And then the recent one was Big Boy from Outkast. We got to open for him twice.
Very cool. What was Mos Def like?
Oh, man. First time we opened for Mos Def was in 2009 at the Boulder Theater. And that was... When he was promoting the Ecstatic album. It was on the Ecstatic tour. And since then, we've opened for him four times.
Nice.
He's hands down one of my favorite artists. Growing up, you know, from Black Star to even before that, when he just had singles out on vinyl. He's my favorite artist and Asia's favorite artist. So the first time we were a little nervous, but same thing with him. As soon as we got there, he opened his backstage room and said, hey, we got more food here if you guys want. We got some tea. And so we got to sit there and eat with him, drink some tea with him. And then now, you know, since we opened for him so many times, I'm not going to say we're best friends, you know what I mean? But he knows exactly who we are. He gives a shout out like, yo, my family, the Reminders are in the building. So it feels good to perform enough with people that they remember you, you know what I mean, and that they show you the same level of respect that we show them.
Absolutely. Yeah. What do you notice a difference when, like somebody like Snoop Dogg or Mos Def, where they're, you know, definitely on labels and just at that level, I guess. Do you think that it takes away from sort of what you can do as a more underground artist, or do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure there is, just because there's so many people involved in what you do, you know what I mean? Involved in the process of putting out the record, probably even recording it. So I'm sure there's limits to a degree, you know what I mean? Like, you probably have to answer to certain people. But being in a position that we're in, we dictate every single thing that we'd like to do. You know, which show we would like to take or not, which song we would like to put out or not, you know what I mean? Like, for example, if we want to wake up tomorrow and put out a song, we have to... the ability and freedom to do that.
That's nice. Where do you guys record?
We record at Apollo Sound Studio. It's down here in Colorado Springs.
So in addition to the music you guys make, you're also engaged with a lot of community organizations and schools and universities and active in that way. What can you talk about some of what you guys are involved in?
Yeah, lately what we've been doing a lot is going at schools. We did an anti-bully assembly a couple weeks ago. And then, but generally, we just go to schools and just try to build self-esteem and different things like that with youth. We work with a group called the 303 Choir, which is Travis Branham in Denver. He's in charge of this group of youth. And he's gotten them to learn Colorado artist music. Not just hip-hop artists, but even rock artists. And then he has them perform the songs. And matter of fact, we're doing that this coming weekend. We're going to perform with the kids. So we've been working closely with them as well.
That's a great project. Talk about some of the social and political issues that you explore in some of your music.
The main thing we're trying to focus on is unity, because I feel like once people unite under one banner, whether it be music or just the love for the people, then you don't see differences as much. You know what I mean? You don't see the race difference. You don't see age differences and things like that. You know what I mean? Because it's too much negativity and too much fighting going on over just petty things. So that's definitely the main one. You know, there's police brutality. There is, there's definitely a lot. You know what I mean? But we try to tackle them one by one. You know what I mean?
Who are some of the people that you admire that are doing community work, like in your area or just on the Front Range or even in the country?
In the country, one of my favorite one is someone that I'm close to is a brother named Kalonji Changa in Atlanta. He started the FTP movement, which is fight the power, feed the people. They feed the people every Sunday, and they work closely with political prisoners. Let me see who else. There's an organization in New York called the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, and they do an event called Black August every August, and they brought us out to New York for that a couple times, and it's the same thing for political prisoners. And that's the main thing, realizing the amount of homelessness around America and trying to feed the people. You know what I mean? We tried to do it a couple of times in Colorado Springs, and a couple of times we got shut down because you can't just go out and feed homeless people nowadays. You know what I mean? You need certain licenses and certificates just because I guess you could be poisoning them. So, we're just doing everything that we can, everything that's in our power that we can.
Well, it's been great to talk to you. I just think your music's really beautiful and positive and danceable and very good. And I've been speaking with Samir of the hip-hop group The Reminders. Thanks so much.
No doubt. Peace.
Interest, no hidden motive, sincerely care. Allah's my witness. As long as I'm here, you should never feel lonely. Just reach out. You know my love is real and never phony. So whether in great spirit or a bad situation, we can share thoughts through any form of communication. Give you words of wisdom from divine inspiration. I'll never pass judgment and always practice patience.
And if ever you're in trouble, know you got me.
Support when it's needed. Hope you get the message and actually act upon it. I'm your comrade, family, brother. I hope you're feeling me. Shouldn't be ashamed. Conversation is therapy. Open up, pour your heart out, free your mind. Then we'll get up, celebrate and ride out in the sunshine.
And if ever you're in trouble, know you got me. Cause we're family in the struggle, so you got me. And I'm always down to ride, you can call me. When nobody's by your side, you know I'll be. And if ever you're in trouble, know you got me. Cause we're family in the struggle, so you got me. The ride, you can call me. When nobody's by your side, you know I'll be. And you know you can count on me. I'll be there. I'll be there. And you know you can count on me. I'll be there. I'll be there.
And if you were afraid, I would hold you tight. Then whisper in your ear, it'll be alright. Afraid, I will hold you tight. Then whisper in your ear, it'll be alright. If you afraid, I will hold you tight. Then whisper in your ear, it'll be alright. I said, if you afraid, I will hold you tight. Then whisper in your ear, it'll be alright.
We're gonna make it through.
lost in the stars. If it's just to the moon, I wouldn't care, 'cause I will take you anywhere, anywhere, my dear. Yes, we can go anywhere, far away from here, far away, far away, far away from here.
She looks in the mirror every day and asks why. Her eyes are so small and her nose is so wide. Her hair is too short and her hips are too high. Feeling so far from beauty till the makeup is applied. Mascara, base, and brushes in attempt to beautify. All along fighting tears 'cause it hurts too much to cry. Asking God why did a boyfriend black her eye? Will he be satisfied when he beats her till she dies? Information classified, 'cause he says so. If she tells, he'll kill her. So nobody knows why her arms in a sling and her face is all bruised. Why she's tender to the touch from her scalp to her shoes. Her family is suspicious. They thinking he's abusive. They keep asking questions. She's running out of excuses. Wish there was something I could say so she knows she can't stay. Her baby belly growing. She has got to get away.
I said you need to say.
Out the window every day and ask if the jury and the judge are really serving justice. Sitting in the cell for a crime he didn't commit. Wrong place, crooked cop, plus a lying witness. Speaking up in court, the story was all bogus. Family and support, he's hoping they don't notice how stressed he really is over the whole situation. Daughter on the way, he might miss her graduation, 'cause he's facing 25, lost both his jobs. Wondering how in the world will his wife survive, since he paid all the bills. Wouldn't hurt a fly, used to comfort and provide. Now watching his mother cry from a distance. And when the judge bangs the gavel, either he'll be walking free or his life will unravel. Ain't no breaking through these walls, no running through these gates. The only key to freedom is his patience and his faith.
I said you need to Saturn, Jupiter, Mars. Let's go to Pluto and get lost in the stars.
Quick way to lose about 100 pounds. Tired of the name calling, tired of the teasing, tired of the jokes and the whispers while he's eating. Mama says to ignore him, but he ain't trying to hear that. Every single day gets harder to hold the tears back. He laughs along pretending it doesn't hurt. Tried dieting, tried starving, nothing seems to work. He hates his reflection, disgusted with himself. Spends days daydreaming of being somebody else. He's starting to believe the opinions of his peers, desperate to escape and sick of what he hears. I wish there was a way I could show him what he's worth. Tuck him in my pocket just to hide him from the hurt, so his mother never finds a baby dangling in the door with a note. Sorry, mommy, couldn't take it anymore.
I said you need to say.
That was a tune called Sail You to Saturn from The Reminders. Before that, we heard another tune off their 2012 release called You Can Count on Me. Thank you for listening to Talkin' Music. Stay tuned for All Songs Considered coming up next.